Good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk. Glad to have you with us this morning. My name is Tony Bush and in the studio with this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's good to have you back and see that
thanks.
You're at least alive and well and doing all right. So welcome back to the show.
Thanks. That flu bug was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I hope a lot of you can out there can avoid the flu bug, but if you get it, I could only recommend stay home, get a lot of rest, drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a tough one. But thanks. It's good to be back.
Yep.
And we have a great guest this morning, Cindy Veit, New Flag LLC. We're going to be talking about how Cindy started her business and what she does and how she's overcome some of the challenges starting your company and continuing to fight those stay-in-business challenges that all business owners see every day,
right.
Every week.
Right, and Cindy also has been a SCORE client of ours,
yep.
And so we've worked together with a number of things through through the years. So
good.
It's always good to have some of our experienced SCORE people here.
Yep. Well, this show is brought to you each weekend by the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. It's called the Fox City SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter consists of 8 counties stretching down through Fond du Lac, and we have probably 40 mentors who work with business owners. SCORE provides a free counseling service, mentoring service for business owners and those who'd like to start up and begin a new business. We have areas of expertise in marketing, IT, HR, manufacturing, banking, cash flow.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to mention cash flow.
Yep.
I can't get away without that one.
That's right. And so if business owners are facing an issue, they don't know how to get past that next hurdle, or if they're looking to develop a strategy to grow their business, expand, consider contacting SCORE for some free advice. And these people are qualified, they're screened, they're trained to do the mentoring.
Right.
And we often partner up with each other to help out.
Right, and we actually have a certification program that many of the mentors have taken already, which helps them to know exactly how to work with people and help people develop their business plan, what they need to start with and how they need to proceed.
And SCORE was actually started back about 1964, 65.
Mm-hmm.
It's affiliated with the Small Business Administration, which was started back in the 50s. And SBA wanted to start something like SCORE to provide a core of advisors to help the business owners who were borrowing money that was SBA guaranteed to have a better chance at success. And that theme has continued. Today there's probably 12,000, 13,000 mentors around the country.
Right.
360 chapters.
Yep. So, yes. And so if you're working with a mentor here and you move out to Seattle or something, you can get the same kind of help and assistance there. The other thing that we offer, of course, is the online counseling, which is very, very interesting. If we have somebody who doesn't have the expertise that you're looking for here in the Valley, simply by going on to the online program, you can find somebody who has exactly what you need and can help you make your decisions and keep your business moving. So a lot of opportunities through SCORE.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're the SCORE chapter, Fox City SCORE chapter. We bring the Biz Talk program to you every Saturday. We've been doing this for probably 8 or 9 years now, and we're very happy to bring it to you. We bring guests on the program like Cindy who share their story, their inspirations, some defeats, and how did you get through those things. We invite you to call in with questions every weekend. We'll give out the phone number. And we also conduct things like training programs. The SCORE chapter does seminars and that sort of thing. Randy, we don't have anything scheduled right now, but we were talking about crowdfunding.
Yeah, that's one of the new ideas that's going on as far as how to fund your business or at least to fund a project for your business. And for people who are looking to raise, I say smaller amounts under that $250,000 level that you would normally go to at a bank or something like this. This is all done through the internet. It's an amazing program. And yes, we will be coming up with a seminar in the very near future on crowdfunding and how it works, what you need to do. The theme of it is going to be basically yesterday, today, and tomorrow, because it's a changing concept, the way it used to be, the way it is now, and what's going to be happening eventually.
Real briefly, crowdfunding is not a new idea.
No, that's why I'm saying the passport.
How far back did it go?
It was back in the 1800s that it was first started, and that was done primarily through newspaper ads, most of which were a little less than legitimate. And so there's a lot of changes that have been made to make it work. Now it's all done on the internet.
With the computers and the internet, there are now safety guards and safety things in place.
Right.
And people don't get ripped off like they might have been back in the 1800s.
You still have to do your due diligence.
Absolutely. But there are safety things in place.
Absolutely. Because the person who is raising the money is separated from the people who are providing the funding by at least two different entities that are always involved.
And there's some things that have to occur to get the money to the person raising the money.
Right. So it's a very interesting, fascinating program.
It'll be a great seminar when we do have it. So we'll be scheduling that in the not-too-distant future.
Right. And other things that we've got going, you know, you were talking about the fact that we go all the way down to Fond du Lac.
Yep.
We are looking for SCORE mentors, people who are interested in giving back to the community. We're trying to get a group of people together down in the Fond du Lac area. And to do that, we have a special luncheon meeting coming up in February that we'd like to invite any business people, past or present business, who would like to give back to the community, become involved with SCORE. That luncheon is going to be on February the 18th. It'll be at 11 o'clock at the Oasis Restaurant. The Oasis is at 339 North Main Street in Fond du Lac. We would ask that you contact the SCORE office here in the Fox Cities and make arrangements as far as you know, when you're going to, you know, the fact that you're going to be there. You can reach us either on our website at www.foxcities.score.org or by calling the chamber office at 920-734-7101 and leave word that you plan on attending. We're looking for people to learn more about what SCORE is all about and what becoming a mentor is all about.
And if you'd like to learn more about our SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities, as Randy already mentioned, the address is foxcities.score.org. And you can visit that website and find out what's going on with our chapter, what where things are happening, what time those things happen. And you can also visit our BizTalk website at biztalkwithscore.com. This morning, Randy has his laptop with him in the studio. And if you'd like to email a question to us during the show, please feel free to do so, and we can respond to your email question as well. So we want to thank our sponsors who help bring us the program every weekend. We have a slate of new sponsors. We are starting our new radio year today.
Mm-hmm.
And our sponsors are Fox Communities Credit Union. We want to thank them for coming on board. Kurt Haling at Albertson Haling is still with us, and we're very happy he's still with us, but he's buried right now. We won't see him till April 30th, I think. He's a CPA, and he's in the tax season. We welcome back Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman, and his all five attorneys who are at Business Boutique. We welcome them back. I want to welcome Community Bank and Trust as a new banking sponsor for our program. And we also would like to say a thank you to eBiz Results, who helped us with our website, and they help us maintain it and service it. And also thank you to the Business News, that biweekly periodical covers just business news, things going on in East Central, Northern Wisconsin. And if you're not subscribed to it, you should be, because for $20 a year, every other week, you get some really pertinent information that's going to help your business. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll introduce Cindy Veit, and we'll be having our conversations with Cindy. So you're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Again, my name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. And our guest this morning is Cindy Veit. Cindy started New Flag LLC probably 4 or 5 years ago.
About 4 years ago.
So, Cindy, tell us a little bit about your company, who you are, what you do. Just give us a little background and update.
Well, we started New Flag, and we sell flags and flagpoles, and we have flags of every sort. Of course, my best seller is a U.S. flag.
Absolutely.
And Wisconsin flags, being right here in Wisconsin. And we provide an opportunity for those businesses and residents around the community here to show pride in their country.
Sure. Where's your business located, Cindy?
We operate out of our home right now.
Okay. Here in Appleton?
Here in Appleton, yep. We're over on the south side of town, and that's worked well for us. We're not really set up like a retail shop that you can come and shop at, but you give me a call and I'll show you what we've got. So.
And I'm sure you have a website where people can go look at all the things you sell and the services you provide?
Absolutely. Our website is www.mynewflag.com.
I like that name.
Mm-hmm. And we have a complete catalog on there. There's many, many items that we don't put on our online store just because they're so specific and you almost have to know exactly what you're looking for, but you can peruse through the catalog there and take a look.
Has anyone ever called you up and said, I'm interested in this or that, or I need this part, and you weren't able to deliver it?
I've never been able to not deliver.
Well, that's pretty good. Over 4 or 5 years.
We work with our manufacturer that we work with is just out of Oak Creek, so everything we have is made not only in
pretty
the
local.
United States, but mm-hmm. in Wisconsin. So if it's not a part that I have on hand, you can have it in about 3 days.
Very good.
And Cindy, one of the things that you said, you've been in business for, what, about 4 years?
4 years.
Mm-hmm. How did you get started in the flag business? What prompted you to get into that area?
Well, it's kind of a funny story, and people kind of laugh at me when I say that. But I was driving, and tattered flags was always just one of those things that kind of needled under my skin a little bit. But I was driving home from work one day, and I was driving across the Butamore Bridge, and it was probably about this time of year when flags are looking a little weathered. And I saw just a row of flags along those docks that looked pretty weather-beaten. Mm. And I'm like, well, why doesn't somebody do something about that? And you know that little angel, well, I think it was an angel, but it could have been the devil, said to me, why don't you
do something?
What about you?
Yeah.
And so there it was. I was searching for something to do for a business, and... why not me?
And, you know, it's so inspiring because so many people have a hobby. They have an interest in another profession, and they play with that sometimes, like carpentry or artwork or something. And they just don't realize that that's going to be it. But one day, for some reason, at some moment, maybe a dream, maybe driving across a bridge, that light goes on. Mm-hmm. And a little angel says, well, why not? Mm-hmm. And then off you go.
Well, that's right. And when I got that inspiration, you know, all things were good.
Mm-hmm.
The economy was great. Everything was mm-hmm. wonderful. But I had I knew enough that I need to know more.
Okay.
I mean, you can't just go.
Right.
And I knew that I wanted a part of that of starting my own business was just the ability to find a nice flag made in the United States. I mean, I was frustrated in my own efforts of trying to find a flag made in the United States. So I already knew there were certain parameters that I'd need to mm-hmm. uphold, standards.
Sure. Mm-hmm. When you were starting your business, Cindy, what was the biggest challenge, one or two of the biggest challenges you were facing to get it launched and get out of the blocks?
Well, you know, I really encourage people that when they're thinking about doing a business is to research, and mm-hmm. do even more research.
Mm-hmm.
And to really look at the research because it helps you identify things. Even if you choose to put the blinders on and say, well, that's not going to be me, somewhere down the road you're going to say, oh, yeah, I knew that already.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen. You chose not to listen, but it was there. But one of the biggest hurdles, because I thought I wanted to open a flag store.
Okay.
So by the time my idea formulated – and I did my research and all my due diligence and planned my budget and wrote my marketing plan and all of those things, the financial markets had collapsed and there was no way I could get money. Maybe a year ago I could have got $10,000 or $20,000 on a signature, but there was no way that was happening.
It really tightened up there.
Yep. Oh, it dried right up, yeah.
If you have a question for Cindy, if you'd like to ask her anything about her business, how she got started, or any during the program, you can call us from the Appleton area at 281-1150, and if you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. Cindy, when you started your business, one of the challenges is marketing. It's like you have to let people know what you're doing, what your products are, what your services are, what's unique about you. How do you do your marketing? Has your marketing strategy changed today from the day you started your business?
Well, I don't know if it's changed as much as it's developed and expanded. I always knew I needed to get the word out. I knew that I needed to network. I knew I needed to rely on the community and work with the businesses in the community to launch. I didn't want to just be an internet seller. And I knew a whole lot about branding. I've had my whole life in sales, and so I tended to lean towards the marketing and the sales and
like
wanted to do it those.
Naturally just go that way.
Naturally do that way, and I created a brand and just started working it and started doing things that were inexpensive or free. You know, your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your handing out business cards.
Yep. It's always a step-by-step process.
It is.
We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side and continue our conversation with Cindy Veit from New Flag LLC here in the Appleton area. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And we're back this morning with Cindy Veit of New Flag LLC. Cindy is talking about how she started her business and the inspirational moment that occurred when she decided to get into the flag business because a little angel suggested it to her as she was driving across the Butamore Bridge. So if you'd like to give us a call and ask Cindy a question about how she started her company or if you'd like to order a flagpole, give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150.
Okay, Cindy, you had, when we broke there, we had started talking a little bit about marketing plan and so on. Obviously, you work both with businesses and with individuals, so you work, that type of thing. How do you, contact or work with the different types of people? And I notice on your business card, you've got all types of contact points, including QR codes and all of the different social media. So how do you integrate all that?
Well, when I developed my business card, the person that was helping me with that said, you might as well use the back. It doesn't cost that much more to print your business cards and put something on the back, so you might as well use that with advertising. And I've played with different things on the back there. The QR code, when you click it or take a snap of it with your smartphone, it'll take you right to my website. Yep. It also does have the Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn buttons, but because it's a flat business card, somebody can't poke it. So, and click on it, you have to actually put the link in there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you mentioned, for those of you that aren't familiar with QR codes, those are the ones that you see, those squares that look like some kind of...
like a maze or some black ink.
And, a little maze wandering around.
Yeah.
And you simply take your iPad or iPhone, put it up against it, and it will read that code and automatically connect you directly to the website where you get the rest of the information that you're looking for. It's an excellent, excellent way for people to be able to get people quickly to their websites.
Without having to do a typo on
the
email
address. Everything is right there for you. So very good use of your materials. When you're dealing with people now, do you have... like I said, both business and individual customers, how much of a mix do you have? Is it mostly business or is it mostly private people that buy from you?
When I originally started out, because I was working a full-time job, I thought it would be easier to focus on business to business. I found in talking to people before I launched and in finding out that I couldn't open a store with the financial finances I had, most businesses just didn't care where your store was at. And the service I provided was, and I found a need for this as I was talking to different businesses, is they've lost some of their maintenance people, their facilities people, their veteran that, because they've retired, that always went and got the flag for them. And so they really didn't have an extra person to go run to the store to get a flag. And so when I offered the service of, I'll bring it to you, and when I'm there, I'll take your old ones away. That really was sweet.
That was appreciated by the business.
Right, because it was a need that they had. And oftentimes, because they didn't have that person anymore, because they had downsized, it fell on the owner's shoulders. As I talked to different business owners, they're like, I'm like, so who does it? And almost every business owner said, I do. And mm-hmm. I usually forget. And by the time I get there, the store is closed.
And the flag is tattered.
And it's a pride. Looking,
yeah. It's very prideful. And I was going to ask you, how prideful is it?
I think
the flag and the flagpole. I mean,
it's a source of pride for many, many people and businesses. And if you're a commercial facility and you have a flagpole with a tattered flag, it not only shows that maybe you're not paying attention or really caring. I mean, whether you care or not, it just kind of portrays that image.
Right.
But if you have a new flag, it really shows that you care. Mm-hmm. And it
That's
affects
right.
your own branding and image. There's many times when people take a picture of their building for whatever reason. Maybe it's going to be on their website. And I've gone to people's website. They've hired professional photographers, and they have a picture, beautiful picture on a nice sunny day of their building, and the flag is tattered in their mm-hmm. picture, and no one even saw it. But mm-hmm. I see it, and so then I point it out.
Now, and you're not the only one who sees it. I can vouch for that. I used to have the responsibility for a rather large building over in Menasha. It had a beautiful flagpole up on top of it. Unfortunately, it was on top of a three-story building, and people would go past, and we get phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Your flag is, looks poor and, you know, it's tattered and needs some work. Unfortunately, on top of a three-story building, changing the flag, and that was one of the jobs that I had, is a lot like parasailing. The wind catches you and stuff. I almost ended up in the river a number of times. But,
be fun on January 31st when the wind chill is minus 30.
Yeah. And that's always when it goes bad.
That is always when it goes bad.
Cindy,
believe me.
You mentioned that you provide that service of delivering new flags and taking the old ones away. What do you do with the old ones? How do you how is the proper way of disposing of a flag?
Well, there's several ways now of disposing of a flag. You know, back when flags were originally made, they were made out of cotton and wool. And when a flag was retired, they burned it mm-hmm. and in a proper ceremony, and it just disintegrated into ashes. Now that flags are made of different materials, your polyester and your nylon blends, they're very strong. And if you've ever held a flame to the end of a nylon rope, you know,
yep.
it kind of gets gooey.
It melts.
And it melts, right. And so at this point, we still participate in the flag retirement ceremonies that are offered in the community at the American Legion and things like that. However, if there are some of the larger flag companies in the country that are starting to look at possible ways to recycle that nylon. Mm-hmm. And it is a fabric that can be recycled, although, you mm-hmm. know, just looking at the expense of transporting
it right.
to the facility, which right. may be several states away. The other way to properly dispose of a flag is to cut the field, the stars, out of the flag, and then you can dispose of it in your regular trash if you choose to. We still participate in the flag burning ceremony.
So you can mm-hmm. still burn the nylon and the yep. the artificial material.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can cut the stars out, the mm-hmm. star area, and you throw the stars and throw the stripes in the garbage?
You can put it all away
all
if you
in
like.
It, but just cut it apart.
You can just cut it apart because then it's no longer a flag.
Oh, okay.
Got it. And it is something that's respected, and there's been a lot of controversy over the years about people doing stupid things to the flag, stamping on it and showing disrespect. And the government, the Constitution says that's under the freedom of expression. But I'm a veteran. Randy's a veteran. And mm-hmm. Any veterans listening know there's just a little bit closer attachment to the flag, possibly, than a non-veteran. Because you put some blood, sweat, and tears into 2 to 4 or 5 or 6 or more years of your life. But it is a patriotic thing, and it touches a lot of people. I think you're right on, Cindy, when you see a tattered flag in front of a house or front of a business, it leaves an image.
You know, when I see something, whether they're almost all of my customers say, if you see my flag looking bad, stop in or send me an email or something. But if I see one, even if it's not my customer, I'll just drop off my card and say, you know, I noticed. I really don't want to be the flag police you know, telling people they can or can't do. However, when it comes from the business aspect, it really does affect their image. And I really do think that there's a lot of people that don't know how their flag looks. Everybody right. parks in the back employee parking lot, and nobody goes through the front right. doors.
Mm-hmm. Cindy, if someone were to a business were to purchase a flagpole from you or three flagpoles, sometimes you see in threes.
Yes.
And they all have American flags on them, or there's an American in the center, state of Wisconsin, and you might see a Packer flag or the black Vietnam POW MIA flags and that sort of thing. Do you install those flags? Do you have a crew of people who goes out and digs a hole and puts a sleeve in the ground and installs it for them?
We do have a contractor that we work with,
okay.
Being a fairly new business.
So you sub that out.
I do sub it out. They work very closely with
yep.
us, though. And being a fairly new business, I have not invested in
sure.
the large equipment needed. Many residential flagpoles can be installed yourself. I mean, Boy Scouts put them up. You know, they just
it's
walk
like
them
putting
up.
A fence post in at mm-hmm. home.
Right.
Just go down 4 feet or so. And
it's about 10% of the height of the pole. Around here, sometimes contractors do want to go down 4 feet.
Yeah.
However, that does shorten a pole a
yeah,
little bit.
It does.
But the frost line is at 4, but really yeah. you only have to go down 10% of the height of the pole.
Okay. We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
You have a question or comment for our guest this morning?
Yes. Cindy, do you still send out the email blog in which you tell people what's going on in reference to when to have the flag at half mast and stuff like that?
Yeah, Sue, thanks for the question.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you can do on my website is sign up for our newsletter and get the half-staff notices. As a public service, I send out half-staff notices not only to our customers but anyone that wants to sign up. And most people do know that there's a you know, regular set of flag holidays. I send out those. But also, you know, we are at war. And if a soldier from this area dies, whether in service, and the president or the governor sends out a half-staff notice, I do put that out as fast as I can to notify mm-hmm. People that there is a half-staff notice out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some of those come up really quick.
Okay.
Yes, and then also the fact that you ropes and the clips and everything else. And you're just a great person to work with. Thank you, Cindy, for supplying such a service.
Thanks, Sue. I really appreciate it. You're right. People sometimes think they put up a flagpole and one flag is going to last forever. It's a piece of fabric that wears out, and so does the halyard or the rope. The clips do wear out, and we do have all of those things available and can help you repair those. It's always better and easier and cheaper to replace your rope before it breaks.
Yeah.
It is.
A lot easier. Again, back to that three-story building, trying
yep.
to replace a rope on top of a three-story building. It was no fun.
Well, Sue, thank you very much for calling in this morning. Great questions, great comments. Thank you. Cindy, with regard to the flagpole, they come in metal and they come in fiberglass?
That would be right.
Okay. Is there one preference over another, or is it people buying both?
I think it depends on what the application is
okay.
and maybe the look of the pole that they're looking for. Most, I mean, I have 10 varieties of aluminum poles
okay.
And one variety of fiberglass poles.
Okay.
Fiberglass tends to be a little bit more expensive.
Yep.
And but you can get it to any color you want. You know,
sure.
you can get it and it can be made that way. Aluminum can also come in a variety of colors. It can be anodized with a deep bronze color or black or you know, the satin mm-hmm. silver.
Okay. We're going to take our last break here. It's about 10 minutes till 10 right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll finish up the program, and we're awaiting your biz tip.
Okay.
A little pearl of wisdom. You're listening to Biz Tip, or you're listening to Biz Talk this morning.
You have to bear with him. He hasn't been around for a while, so he keeps
Fox
forgetting.
The 1150 WHVY. And welcome back to the final segment this morning of Biz Talk. We're talking with Cindy Veit of New Flag LLC here in the Appleton area. Cindy started her company about 4 years ago. And she sells flags and flagpoles and lanyards or halyards and clips and pulleys and sleeves and all the stuff you need to make a flag look really good. And
even eagles on top.
Even the eagles and the little gold balls.
And the balls on top, yeah.
And Cindy started a business 4 years ago. It's a great story. And we've enjoyed talking with her this morning. We're going to wrap up the program in another 6 or 7 minutes. But if you have a quick question, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150, or 1-866-887-1150.
Okay, Cindy, we were talking a little bit about different kinds of flags and so on when we were off the air. Do you, in addition to the American flags, of course, do you have other types of flags that are available?
Absolutely. We carry every state flag and every territory flag, as well as every international flags, especially the UN flag. So, you know, that's 50 state flags plus 10 territories or so, I think, and 272 countries.
Okay.
We have some sports flags. I really try not to carry the Viking and Bears flags, but sometimes
they're
people
smaller.
Ask.
Hey. They're very smaller.
Yeah, I can hardly see them. And we also do quite a bit of custom flags for companies.
The other thing I was going to ask is you see certain companies that have their own flag. You do those.
Yep. If they provide us with the artwork, they can get a corporate flag for their buildings and have a consistent message that way. I always say that having something moving will attract attention.
Oh, yeah.
And a flag is a very good attention getter.
Now, talking about a company flag with its logo or whatever on it, some families have a coat of arms.
Yeah, are cool.
Yeah. Do you offer that as well?
Exactly. If we can get the artwork. I don't do the artwork. I usually refer someone to the artwork. Or, again, my flag manufacturer does provide artwork at a cost.
You have the connections, though.
Oh, absolutely.
If somebody wanted to do a... How would people get a hold of you, Cindy? How do they get a hold of you?
You can call me at 920-851-7805 right here in Appleton.
I'm sorry. I wasn't writing fast enough. What was that number?
I'm sorry. 920-851-7805. Or you can send me an email at flags@mynewflag.com.
Flags. I like that name, yeah. Mynewflag.com.
Mynewflag.com. A lot of people forget the my and they can't find me, so it's mynewflag.com.
Okay, got it. What are your plans for the future, Cindy?
I look to grow my business little by little, keep it going. I've made some mistakes in the past of jumping into larger expansions at a wrong time or too much, and then had to back off. I've learned my lesson that it's easier to grow into it than to bite off too big of a chunk and take a too big of a leap.
You know, I've been saying for a long time, Cindy, that every day we get up and make decisions in our business or in our life, but in our business, and we make a mistake. We go too fast, we go too much or whatever. And I always say we just want to keep our tuition as low as possible.
That's right.
Because mistakes can be costly, but if, like, you're a good researcher, you think things out, you anticipate and strategize, that helps to keep the cost of the mistake down. But you learn from mistakes.
Absolutely. You know, in looking where to spend your marketing dollars, you have to spend it to learn. And even if it didn't turn out exactly like you want, you can learn from that and tweak it again for your next time. But you do have to... put the one foot in front of the other and see what's going to work just for you.
And I think in terms of spending marketing dollars, like you just mentioned, Randy would vouch for this as well.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to spend marketing money, we have to have some metrics in place to measure what are the results of what's our intention for spending and how do we measure the results coming back to see if that was effective marketing for us.
Absolutely. And sometimes that's hard to do because
it's real hard to measure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, as is our custom in our program, Cindy, this is our... Everyone's waiting for that pearl of wisdom, that little biz tip that you might have that would help business owners out there make their businesses more successful.
My biz tip is to actually find a diverse group of people, not your family, that you trust, an attorney, a banker, somebody with your website that can play it straight with you, just straight out tell you their opinion and give you some advice. They're all willing to help. They don't necessarily want to charge you. You can get an awful lot of information and advice by taking somebody to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
my other little tidbit is feel free to fire yourself once in a while, but then rehire yourself the next morning.
Okay.
Take time out, right?
Yeah, because, you know, you wouldn't let anybody else get away with that either.
That's good. That's a good biz tip.
Yeah, when you mentioned the team that you have to have, I mean, that's part of the program that we at SCORE espouse to all the time, is that you need those five people.
That's right. Attorney,
the insurance man, the banker, the accountant, and your mentor. And again, I'm proud to say that we've worked with you from SCORE and have enjoyed having you as a SCORE client too, and try to provide as much help and resources as we can there too. So it's been a very good relationship. So.
Good. Well, thank you. I do know that you have to take it one step at a time. And if you are able to quit your job and go full out, you can. But don't be afraid to try to keep your full-time job as long as you can to help keep the cash flow in play.
Right. And the last thing a business wants to do is run out of money.
Yeah.
Because when you run out of money, there's no blood left in the body. And
yeah, it's hard to go from there. So we had kind of talked a little bit about your business, how it's grown and so on, how you use the Internet. One of the questions that we just did mention, you've gone actually national now as far as clients are concerned.
It's interesting how my website, knowing that I mostly wanted to be local, but recently I got a order over the web from Maryland and a couple from Florida, so amazing things are happening.
Okay, so have you a good marketing plan and a good strategy with your website, and things can work.
Wonderful.
Okay. Cindy, once again, what is your website?
www.mynewflag.com.
And if anybody's listening and looking to put a flag up in front of their business or in front of their home, I'd really give you a strong recommendation to contact Cindy. She's very, very good on her service, and Cindy has a good line of products, and she's not going to let you down. Those flags are prideful things, and people are pretty proud when they pull in their driveway and they see the flag flying, or guests come over and the flag's flying. Do we need to take a flag down at night?
The rule of thumb is to raise it at sunrise and lower it at sunset.
Right.
However, it has been tweaked that if you do keep it illuminated properly, you can leave it up 24 hours.
Put a light from the ground, shine a light up on it or something.
Yep, you can do from the ground up. They also do have flagpole lights, solar flagpole lights that you can put right on a small pole.
Really?
Okay.
Up by the eagle, huh?
Well, you can have them as a downlight from the eagle or on the pole shining up.
Okay.
Yep.
All kinds of good stuff. Cindy,
you don't
even
have to run a wire.
Well, thank you very much for being our guest this morning. It was a pleasure to have you on the show, Cindy.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's it for our show this morning. We will be back next week, and you have a great weekend and stay warm out there. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.